Okay, it's 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. Let's start the Port of Sayuse Law Commission meeting. Mike Buchwald, is anybody had any contact? Was he going to be here?
I didn't hear anything.
Let's see. Craig did contact me and said he would not be here tonight, so he has other matters. And present, we have Bill Meyer, Dale Edwards, and myself, Terry Duman.
We have a quorum.
There's Mike. Oh, now we have fourth person of the quorum.
Sorry.
Hi, Mike. Moving on to the approval of agenda by consent, we do want to add an item to the agenda, and that is the discussion of some bids that we have received for work for the port.
The Moe's roof.
Any issues with adding that to the agenda?
None.
Hearing none, we'll do so. Approval of the minutes by consent, last month's meeting.
I have no corrections, no issues.
It'll be approved by consent. We'll let Kelly talk to us about the financials.
So the checks printed in August was $108,450.66. Campground was up 3% from last year, and mortgage was up 4% from last year. And if you look under tab 3, the very last page, so I was thinking that now that our interest rate is up, we're getting a lot of interest on the MMA account. And so I was thinking that if we moved our capital reserve from a savings to an MMA account instead of a savings, you can see I highlighted in yellow. So the $276,440, that's before I move my $50,000 inter-fund transfer. So once I move that $50,000, we'd have $326,421 in our savings. And if we moved it to an MMA instead of a savings, we'd be getting $1,275 a month approximately that we'd be earning interest on that.
So it's almost 5%.
Sounds like a smart move.
I'm not sure if the accountant might have something to say about it, but there's an accountant representative here.
Is there a reason we can't move that, Mike?
No, there's no reason we can't.
And I talked with Jim already, and he said he just needs to go ahead, and they can go ahead and do that. And the last interest rate
there's no difference in risk, right, in terms of.
It's FD. It's all protected.
Okay,
$100 million is protected.
Okay.
So is there any reason that you would need to? Would there be any restrictions on it?
No.
You'd only get to like if you needed to move money or something, you can only do that 5 times in a month. But on our savings, we never move money.
You don't touch it anyway.
So right.
Yeah.
So and our interest rate was 4.6, and it just went up to 4.9. So we'd be earning more interest than what I've calculated here. But I just thought that'd be a good idea to move it to an MMA instead of a savings and earn interest on it.
That's good. Good move. Good move.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, Kelly mentioned this to me. I think it's smart. It's a no-brainer. As long as there's no restrictions in terms of, and like Mike says, there's no risk. It's still protected.
Right.
There's no reason to make a motion. We're not doing anything. We're just moving money from one account to another.
I can just tell Jim to go ahead with that then.
It's manager's decision.
By consent. Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking, Kelly. That's good. That's great.
Hit me early one morning.
The other item. Kelly, are you done?
Yeah.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
First of all, where are we with the audit process?
We're going to meet with Signe next week.
Okay.
She's coming on Wednesday or Thursday, I believe.
Okay, so I want for you to be sure that you discuss with her the beginning available cash.
Okay.
Because as you can see, we budgeted for $2.4 million, mm-hmm. and it shows that our actual is still $2.4 million. Mm-hmm. So I want an explanation why that is.
Okay.
So which line are you talking about on
here? First one on the balance sheet, or on the statement of receipts and expenditures.
Okay.
You see, when we did the budget, we had this discussion last year to some degree, because we're on the accrual basis, correct?
I talked with Dina, and she says it's a semi-accrual.
It doesn't make any difference. We're on the accrual basis, because, and if we're on the cash basis, then those numbers are completely wrong. When we budget on the accrual basis, we budget for working capital, not cash. Mm-hmm. There's a huge, huge difference. And either way you look at it, when we budget in July, or excuse me, in May,
June.
Well, we adopt the budget at our June meeting, but right. We start the process before June.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So you're estimating what our ending, what you're calling ending or beginning available cash is going to be, mm-hmm. 2 months before the year is out. That number, when you open your books in July, that number is not going to be the same as that you budgeted. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that before. I mean, it could be, I don't know how much it could be off, but I want to be sure that number is correct, that they give you the number.
Okay?
I want them to calculate that number for us. You can make the journal entry under the actual column, and we can see. This is what we budgeted, $2.4 million, and we have $2.56 million. Or we have 2.1 million. But every time I look at it all year long, it's the same number we budgeted. And we just know that mathematically that's not possible to do. So I would like you to, when you meet with them, please tell her that we want the correct number. We want her to give that number to us when she does the audit and the adjustment for you to make so you can put that into your QuickBooks.
Okay?
Mike, help me out here on that number. Like you're talking, let's say there's a particular budget category and we overexpend it slightly. Wouldn't that change that number as we're moving along or not?
No, the beginning available cash. See, if you look at page 1 of 2, I don't know what's.
Okay, I'm looking
profit
at the line, the 4100 category. Right.
Yeah, look at the first one, beginning available cash.
Okay.
So if you look over to the budgeted side, it's a budgeted column. It says 2446647.
Okay.
You look over at July and year to date, that August doesn't have anything in it. But you look at July, it's got 2446647. So
they haven't made
that's not possible. Because it was estimated, when we put this budget together, we estimated income, estimated expenses, and you know, for the last 2 months, or whatever it was, however many months you estimated. But and there isn't anything, this isn't about you, it's about the process, okay? Please don't take it that way. Mm-hmm. It's just that I do enough of these and have enough people ask those questions, you know, people that review the budgets, ask those questions, like, well, where'd you get that number? If you're on the cash basis, it's cash. It's what you estimate in cash. But you're not on the cash basis. You're on a modified accrual basis. You're not a full accrual by any means, but there's a lot of things we accrue. And when you do that, if you look at the budget, it has beginning available cash, and it has...
unanticipated ending fund balance, is that it?
No, that's different.
That's a different category?
That's a whole different issue.
Okay.
But on the accrual basis, you use working capital, and the definition of working capital is current assets less current liabilities. That's the definition that we should probably be using. So we've got a hybrid going here, but the one thing I know, it is virtually, if you ever get beginning available cash, if you ever get beginning available cash to be exactly what you estimated 2 months before the end of the budget. You need to go out and buy every lottery ticket for every because it just doesn't work that
You're
way.
You're good.
Okay? And that's what I'm talking about. Okay. I think the question needs to be asked of Signy is, do we use beginning available cash or working capital? Get the answer from her. And don't let them double talk you, because it's either cash or it's accrual. If it's accrual, that's working capital. If it's cash basis, and we are not on the cash basis according to our audit. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that number can't possibly, once we establish it and you make the journal entry under actual, then it's there, it doesn't change, because that's what we started with. Mm-hmm. And that's how we make the comparison throughout the year, and the year-to-year comparisons, how we're doing with the cash. But that, it just doesn't, it isn't the same amount as the amount we budgeted.
So you would expect, as we consume available cash resources, that number in that column would possibly change?
No, first of all, the budget number would never change. But then once you make a journal entry to record the actual, what we actually ended up with, then, it's like we do with smaller budgets. Okay. We will estimate $150,000. You do the work and go, I think we'll have $150,000 worth of cash at the end of the year. So the end of the year comes along, we do the bank reconciliation, and we have $175,312.18. Okay. Well, that's more than what we anticipated. We record that by journal entry as the actual beginning available cash.
Okay.
And then that's will always be different than the budgeted amount, because that never changes. That's okay. What we're living with.
But and you're saying this number under July 23rd, this 4100 number, that is a number that we were working with back when we were doing the budget before the end of the year was even complete.
Yes, it was established by staff.
Knowing a lot of income and...
Well, they estimated it, property taxes and campground. That's how you do it. You have to estimate those two or three months in between till the end of the fiscal year and the expenditures.
Okay.
And, it's kind of a dart game to a degree when we get it spread out so big like this. It's not that our budget's big. It's just that there's a lot of working parts to it. And when the end of the year comes along and you do your bank reconciliation, it's not going to be that same number.
Okay. So in subsequent budget years, this is a question you're going to ask our accountant. This starting number might be different depending on how we total and what we use to pull that figure together for that starting point.
Yeah, every year without fail it'll be different. Every year. Again, we need, if it's not and it comes out to what somebody thinks it's going to be, they need to buy some lottery tickets.
Okay.
Because the deal is it changes every
year.
It's what you're beginning with as what you have left over.
Yes, exactly. So you can see if we're estimating how an organization this size, or like the city or the county, even small people or small budgets of $200,000 or $300,000, it's not real easy to get within $5. We can't get within. It's just that it's uncomfortable for me to look at that and know that.
Well, you're the numbers guy, so
it's too early for you to really do that. I always put the reconciled bank account number in there as actual, because I have yet to see an auditor change it. That's the I reconcile the month of June, and if it says we've got $2,500,000, that's my beginning available cash.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, so if I budgeted for $2,400,000, then I make a journal entry, take it out of fund balance, and put it in as actual. Now, this is what we really have to start with. And then it also tells us, in a way it is good, but if you're doing the budget, it's not good. It kind of tells us how good we are about doing that estimate when we're putting it together. So if we end up being $1,000,000 more or $1,000,000 less, we got a serious problem. So it's kind of the beginning of gauging how well we're doing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I like the question.
And Kelly, like I said, it's nothing to do with you. It's just something that I think you have to bring it up with our auditing staff.
And then we'll do that.
And she will be here next meeting?
Thursday.
No, not next meeting. She's coming next week.
To meet with staff?
Yeah, I've already given her all of her papers and everything, and so they come in and review it all.
Okay. Good. I think the next thing Dave wanted to talk about was some proposals he received.
This is for the...
Are these copies for all of us to look at?
Yeah, I think I gave everybody... There's three proposals here. We've tried to get one more.
I've got a stack here. I think I've...
Okay. I gave you...
Thanks, Terry. I think I've got it here.
Yeah. We've tried to get more. I mean, a lot of people tell us they're a year out or they can't even bid it. And so there's one here for $47,000. It's not very detailed. We've met with Canterbury Roofing a couple times now. They told us that they could get on it within a couple months. It sounds like they're using some pretty good material, a 40-year shingle. We've watched them work. They're working on the old Lotus building. They're not the cheapest bid, but I think they're going to do the best job, and they're definitely going to be able to get on it, I think, when they say they're going to. So,
did they have a beginning time?
They just told us a couple months the other day. Okay. We had them come down, and I'm sure that we wanted to know when they could start it. So when I came to this meeting, I could tell you guys. Central Coast, I mean, they didn't even really tell us what kind of materials. It's pretty generic.
I noticed they're specifying stainless steel in a lot of this.
Yeah. The other one, Sunrise Custom Construction, they bid it for about $89,750, and they're planning on putting some kind of roof over it to work under. I'd never seen anything like that, but...
It must be from California.
On the time and materials contract, first of all, I like their labor rate. That's a very reasonable, because we're looking on doing some repairs on our condo over there, and our labor rate's coming in at $85 an hour. But on the time and material, what's the markup for any
on this one right here, it basically...
If
other repairs needed, it's time and cost of materials and labor at $75 an hour.
Okay, so they're not going to mark up the materials they purchase, because typically what on the time of materials, if they take whatever they have to pay for the materials and they have a multiplier factor to account for their processing and their bookkeeping. Typically, it's like 25% or 18% markup. But that's all right. If they didn't specify it, then right now, the way it sits is they just bill us whatever they had to pay for the materials.
Yeah.
Unless I'm not reading this right.
Well, they bid.
Are you on the same bid I'm on?
Which says done on time and cost of materials.
Oh, I'm on the proposal.
Yeah.
Canterbury.
Canterbury Roofing.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I'm not sure what I read that, and it reads fine with me. If we need structural repairs, if we have bad underlay, they're going to charge us $75 an hour.
Yeah, but typically in a time of materials contract, it's right. Both the labor rate and materials times a multiplier for their handling of the bookkeeping and so forth. But that's fine.
I see what you're saying. In other words, markup the materials.
Yeah, typically there's a markup, but.
Well, it says right here, if needed, done on time and cost of materials.
Yeah. So that's pretty plain. So they're just going to bill us the cost of material. I like that.
If
anything's needed.
There was another option with Owens Corning, Woodmore Lifetime Architectural Shingles, and that was at $84,000. I didn't think that was necessary.
This is architectural comp, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, with going with a 40-year shingle, I mean, I assume that was good enough. We had only budgeted the job for $60,000, I believe, anyways.
Well, that 40-year shingle is a nice-looking shingle, but that's all right. I think this is fine.
It's Moe's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure looked nice on my house in Southern Oregon. I put that 40-year shingle. It's got high relief to it. Yes. But this is fine.
Well, to my understanding, that's what they're putting on there is the 40-year.
Okay, good. It looks good. That's
so
good.
That figure would be?
56,000.
Okay.
So we'd give them 33,000 when they start, not when they tell us they're going to start. When they start, right?
Yeah, 50%.
And then 50% when it's completed.
Yeah.
It's too bad the Central Coast didn't do a little bit
better
job with describing some things.
Are they going to clean up at the end of each day, David? I'm assuming they are. That...
Well, with what they're doing down at the old Lotus building, it looks like they're doing a pretty good job.
Okay,
they're the ones roofing the Lotus.
Okay, right, good.
What are they going to do with that building?
Well, I wish I knew. Everybody wants somebody to move into it. Nobody stepped up.
This contract here, this proposal, what they're talking about is they should enclose a roof structure with industrial shrink wrap ensuring nothing will fall into the water with no interruption to business operations.
Okay.
And do we need to worry ourselves about that?
No, they said it's not going to bother the business. And Moe's actually wants to, while they're doing the roof, they want to do something with their heat pump at the same time, and they said they'd coordinate with them on that.
I'm sure they'll be very cautious, but I'm sure there's some environmentalist going to say that they dropped a roofing nail into the river.
Don't be so cynical, Terry, but you're probably
Yeah, probably
right.
Fell right on a seal.
You have a right to, from your experience. Do we need a motion to approve the contract?
I would like to discuss this a little bit more.
Okay, that's fine.
I think, first of all, I don't know, I may have to declare a conflict because of Twombly and Central Coast Roofing.
Because of what?
It kind of clouds my judgment. So I am going to declare
a potential or an actual?
No, it's an actual. I truly believe, and I'll say this before I do anything else, we need to consider these people take a lot of time to put these bids together. If they're qualified to do it and have the bonding and they're going to save us money, we need to consider that. So I bid on jobs every day of the week. And for someone to look at me and say, this other company's got more qualifications, I'm going to pay you more, that to me is, that's one of the reasons I like being in public office is to guarantee fairness. Mm-hmm. You called for bids, tell me why you wouldn't consider this bid. And that's...
Well, for me, I'd like to know more detail.
And that's fine. And it's in our right to ask them for more detail. But to cost the... You're also spending $10,000 more of public money. For what reason? Is it going to be the same materials? Did we specify in the bid what materials to use? They've specified here. They've all specified about the same thing, Dale. And I agree with you.
Right.
I think before we accept any bid, call for motions, anything.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we need to narrow that down because they take a lot of time. You know,
we have time. We could, we could get some more information with this Central Coast Roofing and find out what kind of material they plan on using. And
maybe we need a reference. And maybe we need a reference, David. But to. You know, they spent time doing this, and I appreciate that being a contractor myself. So I think I'd like to table this. David, could it be tabled to next month?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, nobody can start anytime soon.
They can't start until it rains anyway.
Yeah, these guys for, a couple months.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But
probably the answer you're going to get from everybody.
We've definitely seen what these guys are doing. We've been in contact. They've checked in with us.
Now that's help me out, David. That's Canterbury.
Canterbury. They're the ones working on the old Lotus building right now. We've had a lot of people tell us that they're not going to bid it. They're too busy. They're over a year out on a lot of their roofing projects and stuff. We've tried to get a lot of estimates, but it just is not working out.
Well, I think at this point, you're with the consent of the council. Any naysayers?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have
we can postpone this.
That's fine.
No, I think it's smart.
I think we need to look into it.
It's kind of interesting because I'm looking at a new roof on my own home. And I don't know what the square footage of this building is, but it's very similar to what I'm looking at for my own home.
Good luck.
That's right.
You're recovering from the sticker shock, then?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell a grandkid.
Well, we could be like the school board, is it, that's voting a stipend to their pay? The school board members?
A stipend. They're going to have a stipend for a servant on the school board.
And they can't profit off of it, so it's only going to be $500 a month.
It's like, really? Wasn't there a question about the Ethics Commission being able to... Yeah.
Well, I think we ought to do the same thing.
Yeah, I think the Port Commissioner needs a stipend. In fact, didn't they say they used to have a stipend for the Port Commissioners?
We got a stipend tonight, so play the cookies from Peggy and thank her for us.
All right, I'll tell
you. They're very good. Mike, did you try one?
I will before I leave, if there's any left.
Now, if you're allergic to butter and real ingredients, don't take any.
So there's one other thing I wanted to talk about. A couple weeks ago, we had our committee meeting with Jack on the RV, new RV park, and Jack Friday evening sent me a mock-up, some plans.
Oh, good. He sent you kind of a schematic of what he's done, yeah?
Okay. So I think sometime here in the near future...
You're talking about the bulk?
Yeah, the new RV. Right.
Okay. So Jack is our engineer.
Well,
water engineer.
We consulted with him when we set up our meeting. Bill and
he's been doing this for other entities.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Uh-oh.
And so he's mocked up.
I voted for it.
That's all right.
He's mocked up a plan.
If I wasn't here to vote, it's my fault.
And so I'm suggesting we set up a work session at some point. Get Jack here, talk about the plan, make some changes to it if we need to, or decide whether you guys even like it or not at that point.
No, sounds good. That moves the process along.
What I would like very much to do, though, is mm-hmm. meet with him as many times as you want, but don't sign, don't hire, don't do anything until you go and see. You get his references.
And go see the campground that he's laid out.
I personally want to see and talk to him, see how he worked with him, see what happened.
Okay.
Because I'm there's a lot of things he does that I'm
not. Did he talk about Brookings Harbor? Is that who he was talking about, David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Have him give us, I'd like to see three or four of them.
I honestly do. And I agree with Mike. We need to firsthand witness it. But yeah. I have heard he does lay out campgrounds.
Well, that's good.
Well, we just thought with the designing with the dredge spoils in mind, and
might save us some time and effort.
We've utilized him in the. I mean, he gives us a pretty good deal as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think the idea too is that at least you have an idea.
Yeah.
Whether you stay with him or don't stay with him.
Yeah. I have some issues with Jack over the years with some
they
stuff.
Go back about 8 years.
You know, and. I just butt heads with him when I get involved with him because I don't like the way he drags things on and points the finger at everybody but himself. And I hate that. And I would just as soon see what he has done.
And right, well, taken.
If it's great, it's great, you know.
So you think we ought to take
I'm in
for a field trip.
Yeah, I don't.
Peggy and I can take a field trip.
You know, I don't have to talk to the guy. I mean, I just have to vote. So I'm all right with that. It's just that I'd like to see and hear what he's done.
Well, we talked about at our committee meeting is putting the restrooms back there, doing the sites along the along the waterfront estuary towards the back, still having the dredge spoil site and overflow parking. Mm-hmm. So it shows the restroom in there also.
Well, that's fine. We should have it. David?
I think we discussed not doing the asphalt at this time and just starting out with gravel, but incorporating some grass.
Let me ask Terry about that, now that you're bringing it. Terry?
Hot asphalt.
Jack said because we're built on essentially a sand dune, he said unless you have a very substantial sub-base and you pave over it, and you get a little water at all underneath it, it's going to start walling out, and you're going to have a lot of maintenance issue on asphalt. But he says you better, if you're going to do asphalt, you better be prepared to do a. He was talking about like concrete treated sub base and things like they used to do when they built the freeways.
Well,
what's your experience on? Because I'm not arguing for asphalt.
No. Florence is built on sand. And the water table is the same there as it is at my shop, which is just outside of Florence, and the same over Willow Dunes. Okay. I mean, the water tables and the water
goes that way. And you start running over that pretty soon, it's wallowing out. And
if that was the case, we'd have houses moving in Florence.
Okay. I just built a parking lot where we are all sand.
We have a parking lot out here that's all sand.
It's all sand. We just
City Florence is all sand.
Yeah, we just put a riprap base underneath that.
All right. So you're thinking that it was BS. Not to be polite.
Well, maybe not BS.
I won't say BS. He's probably got some.
I think there's some substance.
And I think what we were talking about when we went with asphalt, that would change things with having to put in catch basins and the...
Oh, yeah. And
it might move it from pervious to impervious. Yeah. And that's a good fact. And he's the thing I would suggest anybody do is to drive on it a year and then pave it. Let it settle and do its thing after a year and then you pave it.
Are you going to have to put bioswales in there without...
We'd have to see what the city would require.
If it's semi-permeable, then you don't need bioswales. But if it's not semi-permeable, then every... square foot where you're going to have runoff needs to run into a bioswale.
Okay.
The biggest pile of nonsense.
and they can change their mind on that because I know other property that's really pervious and they're requiring bioswales on. It's like, really?
I know.
Well,
I spent $27,000 on weeds. That's all I've got is weeds.
Yeah. And the thing is...
Well, how many plants do you have to have per square foot?
And if you lose... I said, are you going to come back out here and count them? He said, well, we could. I said, well, have fun.
Yeah. And the thing is, all they did was copy Portland's requirements, and it doesn't really benefit the aquifer in Florence. See, the whole idea is to capture that water and let it percolate down into the aquifer.
Well, they're saying that they want these certain plants because they take out the heavy metals in that water.
Oh, bull crap.
Let's move along here. staff here needs to get going for home as well. So.
Sorry.
It's interesting. I'd love to sit here and talk for an hour after the meeting if we could.
I'm shut up.
David, where are we? You give us a report on the roof. We're going to take this month. Okay. And I would like to personally contact these people. Okay. I'd like to know how much they put in their bid, and if we did not require the, you know. So, and at one point during the month, I will meet with you. We will do so, and we'll do it soon, so we can get something. And if we can come to some sort of a consensus, run it by everybody, a vote, and then you can handle it from there.
Yeah, sounds good.
We'd like to get these people working as soon as they possibly can, but. Let's go ahead and vet them.
Those ones to get it done as soon as they possibly can.
Before it rains?
Well, they want to move their unit on top of their building.
Is that part of the...
No, once we're doing the roof, they want to do that at the same time.
That's a good time, Jeff.
Okay.
I guess our next meeting will be... my evaluation before. Before the next meeting is my evaluation.
We'll go over the evaluations at the next meeting.
And then we want to set a work session up to meet with Jack. Does it have to be the same day as our meeting? If I can set something up with Jack?
No, you'll be on his schedule.
Okay.
So you if you'd like to call any one of the counselors to join you, that'd be great.
All right.
Or two.
Not me.
I didn't hear that.
Depends upon when it is.
Yeah. Well, I'd continue moving forward with that.
Are we talking about a field trip
work session with Jack or
concerning campground design and possibly go to a site?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
I think we need to meet with him, a work session with him. And Bill, you'd be a good one to make sure, since you've got all this free time, and Peggy just makes you cookies all day.
Yeah.
Meet with Dave, and meet with Jack. Have you?
I can tolerate Jack.
Okay, we'll take Dale with you too.
He was there the last time.
I tolerated it.
Oh yeah.
Are we adjourned?
With that being said, anything other comments? We're adjourned.
Wow, I could have stayed my